CBS News, a 5-minute summary of the latest world developments. Vern Bennett reporting. Marshal Tito has extended the olive branch in his war of words with Moscow. He has offered to settle all disputed questions. On the other hand, he has made it plain that Yugoslavia considers itself a sovereign and independent state. He has warned the Kremlin that the Yugoslavs will not allow anyone whosoever to interfere in their internal affairs. Tito's note is the 7th in the current exchange between Belgrade and Moscow. It expressed surprise at the angry tone of the most recent Soviet protest, the note in which Russia threatened to take effective measures to protect its citizens living in Yugoslavia. Tito says any Russians who want to go home may do so at any time. The British have rescued an Austrian doctor in Vienna. They say he was beaten by the Russians for a week because he was suspected of serving as an American spy. At the same time, a young American, an army deserter, has told authorities in Austria that he was held by the Russians for almost 3 months under abominable conditions. He says the Russians tried to bribe him to become a Soviet spy. When that failed, questioned him 2 or 3 times a day on American forces and equipment in Austria and in Germany. In this country, the most extensive questioning is taking place in Congress at the 5-percenter hearings. Today, the suspended chief of the Army's Quartermaster Corps acknowledged that he gave information on Army buying plans to James Hunt in 1947. But Major General Herman Feldman argued that the list had already been published in at least one newspaper and was therefore not confidential. Furthermore, he said, he did not know of Hunt's position as a so-called 5-percenter. Testimony by presidential aide Harry Vaughan has been put off until Thursday or Friday. As for the B-36 investigation, Defense Secretary Johnson said today that the rumors which started it are vicious, unwarranted, and unsupported. He calls them the figment of some malicious imagination. The combined committees on foreign relations and armed services have approved arms aid for Greece, Turkey, Iran, Korea, and the Philippines. The decision on how much military assistance should be given Western Europe has been postponed until next week. A majority of the House Labor Committee has forced its chairman to call a meeting tomorrow for another try on the controversial federal aid for education bill. But even so, it's doubted that the disputed measure will get on the books this year. It is still bogged down in the House in a bitter feud over whether any federal money should go to church schools. That Atlantic hurricane may brush past Cape Hatteras late tonight, but its center will probably be well out at sea. At the moment, the twister is about 300 miles off Jacksonville, Florida. Later this week, it may pass rather close to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, but there again, the main force of the blow should remain offshore. Forest fires are now plaguing northern New England and eastern Canada, as well as states in the west and the far west. And the worst forest fire in France is still burning, too. Philip Mickman, the 18-year-old British schoolboy, has about 8 miles more to go in his attempt to swim 19 miles across the English Channel. Shirley Mae France's attempt to swim the channel has now been put off until the first week in September. France's president, Vincent Auriol, is seriously ill with fever and kidney trouble. His doctors say the illness is the result of overwork. In Panama, President Arosemena has died. He never recovered from a heart attack suffered in early July. China has had a tragedy reminiscent of our own Texas City disaster. An ammunition ship blew up in a harbor in southeastern Formosa. It was a huge explosion, and the Chinese say at least 500 persons were killed or injured. Back home again, Bill Odom, the round-the-world flyer, has decided to enter the Thompson Trophy race at the National Air Races in Cleveland on Labor Day. CBS will broadcast that race and also other main events. And now the score in this afternoon's crucial game between the Cards and the Dodgers in the National League. St. Louis won the contest 5-3. Now that gives the St. Louis Cardinals a lead of 3 games in the pennant race. Those are the latest news developments. This is Vern Bennett reporting for CBS News. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
hand. Beat the clock. Yes, beat the clock. The exciting street quiz where you can win hundreds of dollars in prizes in a race against the second hand. And here's the man who knows that time means money, your clock watcher, Bill Collins.
I'm glad. I was on a show the other night, and just when they announced my name, the orchestra started blaring out real loud, and people thought it was John Reed King. We have Mrs. Lillian Blanks of Meridian, Mississippi, who came all the way back again after her last time. Mrs. Blanks, did you have a delightful
trip? I've been
trip?
Through torture for the last few minutes.
Through torture from last few minutes. These planes are getting faster all the time. That's probably the Pan American, New American type class, national type, clipper type of the thing, you know, that comes up. Mrs. Blanks, I know you understand this, but I want to read. Well, ad lib. It's right here on the paper. I want to ad lib from this paper for our uninitiated listeners and tell them how Beat the Clock works. You understand? So attention all uninitiated listeners. What is that? Here on stage, we have five big clocks. They can pay $50, $100, $150, $200, $250, $250, all in terrific prizes. The faster you answer, the more you make on each one. If you can beat all five clocks, you get $750 in Beat the Clock prizes and a chance to solve our time rhyme and open the time capsule. And here's Hal Sims to tell you what our time capsule contains.
You'll be flown round-trip from Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Seattle to glamorous Honolulu, Hawaii.
In a couple of minutes.
In a new double-decked America-class clipper by Pan American World Airways. You will stay for two thrill-packed weeks in your own suite at the beautiful Halekulani Hotel. During your stay, you will be the guest of Don the Beachcomber for a real Hawaiian feast with authentic hula hula dancers.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. We're going to have, what's this Don the Beachcomber going to have there? Hula hula dancers. We're going to comb the beach. That's for me. Mrs., I'll tell you what, Mrs. Blanks, if you win this, why, you can have Don the Beachcomber and I'll take the hula hula dancers. I think that's... I don't want them. I mean, I just will mention, you're going to get me in trouble with my family, you know. Oh, already I'm in trouble. Well, I might as well start the thing here while I've still got a head on my shoulders. He says, braggingly, Miss Blanks, here's your question. You already have $5 up there in the national cash register. You're now going to the one... Huh? Beautiful? Oh, pitiful. Oh, you can still win $745 yet. We now move you to the $100 clock there at $10 a second. You see, Art Strand is cleaning the glass there so you can see your five. Here we go. When I say go, Mrs. Blank, you name any two countries which are partly north of the Arctic Circle. Go ahead. Any two countries partly north.
Alaska.
That's one.
And Labrador.
Labrador. No.
Newfoundland.
Iceland. No, my goodness. Oh, you got all around. There's Canada, Greenland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia, Siberia, and the one you gave us, which was Alaska. Oh, heavens to pralines or whatever the... Well, I'll tell you what. You did all right after all. You didn't beat that clock. Hal Sims is going to translate your poor little old $5 into prize. Hal, stand back on this one. Get ready.
Well, she's just won an axe and all-purpose cooker that needs no attention. You've just won more than $5 in prizes. Congratulations from Beat the Clock.
Thank you.
I like that. It's an all-purpose cooker. It cooks all purposes. And we... How do you do?
How do you do?
Yes. Miss, is that correct?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
For a little while, anyway.
You mean you intend to be married?
Mm-hmm. 5 weeks from Saturday.
5 weeks from Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the nuptials going to take... nuptials. Yeah, where are the nuptials going to take place at?
In Larchmont, New York.
Larchmont, New York. Whom are you marrying?
A Harvard graduate.
Well, I got the haircut for it.
The tie, too.
Yeah, I have the knitted tie here. I have the haircut. I got the black shoes and one brown one, you'll notice. Two black shoes and one brown one. Harvard. I think that's the way they say it out there. Don't, I'm only kidding. If any people who went to Harvard, frankly, myself, I didn't.
Well, I think they're pretty wonderful myself.
Harvard graduates? So. Oh, I like the girl graduates. No, there are no girls in Harvard.
Radcliffe.
But there are no girls in Harvard.
No.
I recall that's the reason I didn't go to Harvard. Yes. Well, I don't want to go to a semi-annual school where there are no girls. Radcliffe girls, though, and the Harvard fellas go out together frequently.
Yeah.
What about the Yale? There's no girls in Yale, are they?
No.
Do they have a little school nearby where the Yale men...
Smith usually ends up being fairly near to Yale.
Smith ends up... You mean they...
Yale.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Where did you go to school?
I went to Simmons College in Boston.
Well,
I graduated in June.
How'd you cut out the Radcliffe girls there with the Harvard business?
It's fairly easy.
Fairly easy. Do you have a convertible?
No.
No?
No convertible.
Did he have a convertible?
No, just subways.
Subways? I always want to see that subway. Is there a subway between Boston and Harvard?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. You see, Harvard's in Boston, isn't it?
It's in Cambridge.
Oh.
Just across the river.
I haven't won anything so far. I'm missing these questions with increasing rapidity here. Increasing rapidity. Friends, stay tuned immediately after the show when you will hear Columbia's new presentation, Increasing Rapidity. Featuring Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, I guess. It's nothing, but it sure is going to louse up the program department, you know. They're going to have to deliver now. Don't log that, fellas. Here we go. All right, Miss... I never did find out. Miss Mary Jane Buxton is the name.
Buxton.
I got that R in there. Someone wrote that. Mary Jane Buxton from Larchmont, New York. And you're going to be married in September. Isn't that fine? Well, the fellow you're marrying has already graduated from Harvard,
right?
What's he going to do?
Mm-hmm. He's working for an office machines company.
Machines? Yeah. You don't mind if we ring up on a national
company? No,
probably another one, I know.
No, it's Pitney Bowes,
Pitney?
Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, they make postage meters.
Yeah, that's
I got one. I got my finger caught in one of those Pitney Bowes machines once, and I woke up in a mail sack in San Francisco, you know. They stamped the thing on your hand, the guy said, you got it, you got to go now. Get on the truck. It was a lot of fun. In fact, I don't like to mention this, but after we finish with the Honolulu, that's the way we're going to send people on trips here. We're going to send the losers by mail, losers. All right, nothing. I guess I better ask a question, Mary Jane. I'm sorry to have taken up all your time, but I'm going to try to repay you now with oodles of money. Oodles of money. Yes, precious. You're now at the $50 clock at $5 a second, Mary Jane. And when I say go, I want you to name the two bodies of water on either side of Central America. Go.
The Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean.
I can take that
Atlantic
Caribbean. Ocean because, well, Caribbean, the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean. I'll explain that there. That was good. The answer is the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean, but the Caribbean is an arm of the Atlantic Ocean. You know how I knew that? Written right down there. Right down there. They do this. Ted Bear does this to make me seem intelligent, but it is not becoming for me to seem intelligent. It says here, I would like, if we may interrupt this program with a bulletin, do not accept the Gulf of Mexico, which is north of Central America. And a dirty trick, I think.
I think so, too.
Anyway, we got the Pacific Ocean. Thank you, Ted. Ring up $40 in 2 seconds there for Miss Buxton, if you will. And we now have a question that we type as a Harvard-type question. I think you'll enjoy this. You're on the $100 clock at $10 a second. This is mental arithmetic against time. When I say go, I want you to add together two bits. This is a Harvard-type question? Two bits, four bits, and six bits. And give me the total in dollars and cents. Go.
$25,
$50,
and $1.75.
No, that's close.
$2.
No. $1.50. $1.50, that's right. 4 cents. That's good. That is what the economists would have called an unstable monetary situation there. It moved around 4 seconds, $60. Ring up to 60. We add to what you've already won, which was 40, and we have 100. And now we're going to take you to the $150 clock, Mary Jane, where you lose money at the rate of 15. Is your intended here?
No,
intended.
He's not.
He's not here.
He's in Boston working.
Working in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
And you're vacationing in New York?
No, I live just outside the city.
Oh, I thought maybe you were down here for a last fling or something. Like that.
No, not yet.
I was just wondering.
I may take that last fling in a little while, but.
We'll be off the air in about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of something. All right, Mary Jane. Must be something I can say here. Yeah, I can move you the $150 clock, and I have my question. This is a Princeton-type question. There are a lot of things described as being golden. See, their colors are orange and black at Princeton. I know that. Now, when I ask, because John Reed King still wears his Princeton running trousers. Yes. There are a lot of things described as being golden. When I say go, I would like you to name two birds that have golden in their names, or part of their name, go.
The goldfinch and...
Goldfinch. Yeah, golden finch. Give me another one. 4 seconds. Golden what? 5 seconds. 6 seconds. Remember...
Golden eagle.
Golden eagle is another one. That's okay. There's the golden eagle, the golden pheasant, the golden eye, the golden wing, the golden crest, the golden robin, the golden head, the golden finch, and the golden. All right, you did it in 8 seconds for 30 big clock dollars. That gives us $130 up there on the national thing. And we'll push you on to the $200 clock now where you win or lose money at the rate of $20 a second. It gets pretty important and hectic up here, you know. Up here, you try, please, to register excitement. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you part of a famous line from the Bible. When I say go, I want you to complete the line for me. Understood? Greater love hath no man than this. Go. Greater love hath no man than this. And it's a. Then there is the rest of this expression. 5 seconds. 6.7.
This country? Is it something like that?
No. 9. It's greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You didn't get that particular one. I wouldn't worry too much about the situation as a whole, though, because you do have 130 beat the clock dollars. Congratulations to you, Miss Butler. Our good friend Hal Sims to translate these dollars into undergraduates.
Okay, Bill, from Phyllis, makers of famous gift jewelry, a beautiful Phyllis pin with matching earrings, the latest Phyllis ball creation. And General Electric will always help you beat the clock with the luxuriously styled General Electric Occasional Clock, the candlelight, available in East India lambskin or pigskin. And here's a wedding gift for you, a handsome 5-piece Virginia House dinette set made of Duran and chrome in your color choice. You've just won more than $130 in prizes. Congratulations from Beats the Clock.
Let me see now. I have a man from South Carolina up here. Next, a man from Spartansburg, South Carolina, Ben Mangina. Right, Ben?
Mangina, but that's pretty close.
Mangina. Well, I came pretty close, yeah. All things considered.
Not better.
What do you do in Spartansburg, Ben?
I'm a commercial pilot. I fly executives around the country.
Oh, you fly? What kind of plane do you fly most of the time?
Twin Beechcraft.
Oh, my, they're fine planes. I don't like to mention this, but, I guess I can use his name. I guess it's all right. Arthur Godfrey has himself a twin Beechcraft. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's a great aviation booster.
Oh, he is a booster. He really is.
He's a wonderful man.
Well, he's a great aviation booster. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Arthur got himself a twin beach, and he's very happy with it. You like the whole thing?
Well, I think it's one of the most wonderful airplanes that I've flown.
I do, too. I can't afford them. I got a little old tired Navy on, a little old short.
You got a Navy on?
Navy on, yeah.
Arthur talked you into that?
Oh, yeah, he sort of talked me into it. He talked me into it, and I'm still paying for it. It's a lot of fun. It's very good. If you ever see me around, if I ever bump into you, I mean figuratively bump into you, don't they? Of course, I'm the kind of a guy who might do it the other way. If you see a little green Navy on with 4488K on the wing, look out, because I
remember that.
I have 20/20 vision, you know. I can see letters 20 feet high from 20 inches away. It's a remarkable thing. You up here on business now, Ben, or are you on your vacation?
Well, that's my job. I fly all over the country.
Well, you flew up here? Where's your plane now?
Got Teterboro.
I was wondering, I might have seen it. What? What's you up
well,
there?
If you've been out there and if you've seen a Beechcraft with a cotton bowl on the side of it.
Cotton bowl on the side.
South Carolina Mills.
South Carolina Mills.
That's right.
That's the one.
That's the Beech. 80025.
800. Excuse us. We want to call the tower a second.
That's right.
800. All right. I just want to get that straight. I want to know because maybe I can chisel a ride. Chisel's a word we don't use in radio. I'm sorry. We just do it. Maybe I can promote myself a ride in the Twin Beach. Could I do that, or do you think the cotton
certainly,
bowl would
certainly. Not? Certainly.
Okay, good enough. I better ask him a question. Give me an easy question. Here we go. $50 a clock, $5 a second. When I say go, Ben, you have 10 seconds to name any two of the islands of the Philippines. Any two. There's a lot of them there. Oh, boy, there's a mess. Go ahead.
Mindanao.
Mindanao
and,
is one. Give me another one. Oh, that's one. There's a lot more famous.
Well, the...
Come on, Ben.
Mindanao.
You've got to hardly...
Otago.
No. There's that Luzon.
Luzon.
Leyte, Mindanao, Mindoro, Panay, Palawan, Masabete, Samor, Cebu, Negros, Maxine, Laverne, and Patty. Ben, I'm awfully sorry. I'm awfully sorry you didn't beat that particular clock, but better luck to you next time. Of course, because you didn't win, you're still eligible for a try at Beat the Clock. And thanks a lot to you, Ben.
Okay, you still take that ride.
All right. Let me see. We have a lady up here. I want to just say hello to you. How do you do?
Oh. Very well, thank you.
Well, I'm very happy, and I'll tell you why. I just want to say hello there real fast, because I have to pause briefly now, but we're going to be back here to finish our conversation in a moment. Right now, though, here's a word for you from your announcer.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, it's 4 great hit shows lined up for your Monday night listening pleasure over most of these CBS stations. Count them. Inner Sanctum, one of radio's top mystery thrillers. Godfrey's Talent Scouts, the show that's as full of surprises as Arthur himself. Lux Radio Theater, the full hour-long dramatic program that has been a leading program for many years. And My Friend Irma, the laugh show starring that great comedian, Marie Wilson. There's the list beginning Monday night, August 29th. Just about every kind of entertainment you can think of, and the best of each kind. Remember, Mondays are days to circle on the calendar of your listening plans. Every Monday night for Inner Sanctum, Godfrey's Talent Scouts, Lux Radio Theater, and My Friend Irma, over most of these same CBS network stations.
Well, call four, car four, call your station. Well, I spoiled that. We have up here the lady I said hello to just a moment ago, Mrs. Jean Meekin, is it?
Meekin.
Miss Meekin is from Detroit and a sales lady, correct?
Yes, sir.
What do you sell, Miss Meekin?
Children's wear.
Children's wear?
J.L. Hudson Company.
The who?
J.L. Hudson Company.
J.L. Hudson Company?
Yes.
They from Detroit?
That was one of the largest stores in the country.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Didn't you? Oh, yes. Oh, second largest, I think, in the United States.
Who's the first? Wait a minute now. I think. Macy's?
Marshall Fields, I believe, is the largest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, back to the program here. We got that all set up. All right, Miss Meekin, are you a sales lady in here on a buy-in trip or a selling trip?
No, I'm just here visiting with my daughter.
Sort of sustaining
here.
Yeah,
just a vacation.
All right, Miss Meekin, we'll start you on this first $50 clock at $5 a second. Now, when I say go, Miss Meekin, you give me any two of the several meanings that we give to the word peach. Go. Any two.
Oh, a peach, well, that's something wonderful.
Something good. And what is the other one? There's another one. Another one beside.
Oh, see, a piece of darling.
Hmm?
Darling?
No, darling and wonderful are the same. See, the one is anything that's attractive or particularly desirable, we call that a peach. And the one you missed, and this one will make you angry. The one you eat is the one you missed. I'm awfully sorry, Miss Meekin. Thanks a lot for being with us, and better luck to you next time. Thank you. Thank you. We have another lady up as a contestant right now. And this is another lady who isn't, whistling. No whistling, please. The announcers will do the whistling here. We have Miss Jean Alden, is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, are you any relation to John Alden, who's...
Direct descendant. My brother is John.
Your brother is John Alden?
That's right.
He's the one that didn't speak for himself, is he?
No, but he sort of acquired that trait.
You make up for him. You speak for the whole family. What was Priscilla's last name? I can't remember.
Mullins.
Priscilla Mullins, a fine girl, I remember now, yes. Like it was only yesterday, I remember. In fact, it was only yesterday, if I recall. Miss Alden, what are you doing in Manhattan?
I'm an actress. I just graduated from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts March 17th.
Oh, good for you. What kind of acting do you like to do best? The heavy parts or I don't mean heavy and avoirdupois. I mean heavy parts, light parts. Do you like Shakespearean?
I love Shakespeare, but I'm not very good at it, I don't think.
Well, I like him too, and I'm terrible at it. You would like to do a little bit of Romeo and Juliet stuff with me, would you?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right.
Go ahead, set the date.
You start. This kid is a little bit ahead of me here.
New York 2 years.
Yeah, they teach a lot in that school beside acting. You start the balcony scene. I'll be Romeo and you be Juliet. You give me that thing where you ask where
start,
I am at.
You start first. What light threw you on the window break?
Yeah, what light is that?
It is the east.
Is it what?
It is the east.
Wait till I find a window here. What the light threw you on the window breaks? It is the east, huh?
And Juliet is the sun.
And Juliet is the sun. Juliet is the sun. Hey, there's a switch. Oh, well, a daughter by any other name would still be a son. I got to talk to Capulet here. Is he around? John Reed Montague, fine boy. Did you do me that thing about Romeo, Romeo, wherefore? You do that, and I'll be Romeo. Okay, you don't mind, do you? Everybody hums something romantic.
Violins in the background?
No violins. We got a low budget. You do that. Wherefore art thou speech?
I don't think I can do all of that.
Now we got the people humming.
I can try part of it.
Or just do a little short part there. Leave it into me. I'm no fool. I want to get in here. Wherefore art thou? Where are you at? Go ahead, do that.
Romeo.
Huh?
Romeo. Now wait a minute.
No, I never make Bravo. No, I may. I sure can dirty it up, though. I'll tell you that way. I might not make it. Well, I was, that showed a great deal of lack of talent on my part. And now, Miss Alden, before I go in deeper into this hole of obstreperousness. That's pretty good, a hole of obstreperousness. And now on to our first obstreperousness here. I might as well start the clock before people learn I really have no talent. Yeah, boy, they will. $5 a second now, Miss Alden. When I say go, you can... I like this question. We had enough time to find it anyway. When I say go, give me the title of any one of Shakespeare's plays that has a number in it. Go.
Twelfth Night.
Twelfth Night is one. That's absolutely right. Good. believe it or not, there are quite a few of them. There's Henry the Fourth, Henry the Fifth, Henry the Sixth, and Henry the Eighth. What happened to Henry the Seventh? Did you ever get around to him? Richard the Second and Richard the Third, two gentlemen from Verona, Twelfth Night, and Murray Hill 5940. Oh, another one. Hey, you already got $50 on the thing while I'm talking here. And Miss Alden, we'll move you to the $100 clock now where you can win $10 a second. One, a number of post office buildings. I'll read this question as it's written. Maybe it'll make sense to you. One, a number of post office buildings, notably the huge General Post Office in New York, you'll find... Oh, it's on. The E was there. Sorry, I'll start all over again. On a number of post office buildings, notably the huge General Post Office in New York City, you'll find a famous inscription which goes thusly in part. Neither snow nor rain nor heat. Now, what is the phrase which comes next? Neither snow nor rain nor heat. Go. Now, there's another nor something else. Neither
U.S. Mail?
No, there's another little phrase here. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat. And there's something, 7 seconds.
The hail?
No, not hail. No, I used to think that, too. It's gloom of night. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. I almost spoiled it. You didn't beat that particular one, Miss Alden, but you do have 50 beat-the-clock dollars, and here's Hal Sims to translate them into letter carriers for you.
Miss Alden, you've just won an attractive and dependable Whitnor watch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. You've just won more than $50 in prizes. Congratulations from Beat the Clock.
Thank you.
Well,
let me see. We didn't get all the way through the clock, sir, but we did get up to a $50 job. We have a gentleman here by the name of Herbert Strasburg. Is that right, Herbert?
That is correct.
From Frederick, Maryland, and you sell hardware, I understand.
That is correct.
You here on a vacation, business trip, or what?
On a vacation.
Vacation. You're not going to have anything to do with a hardware business while you're in town, right?
No, if you can get away with it.
All right. I think you can, Herbert. Everyone should have a vacation, and maybe I'll even take one myself sometime. They ever not look at me. I'll sneak out here. Herbert, we'll start you on this $50, $5 a second clock right now and see if we can't get you going. This is the first part of one of the late Will Rogers' most famous sayings. When I say go, you give me the second part of that saying. All I know is what I... You finish it. Late Will Rogers, this used to be his... Oh, of all his sayings, I guess this is the one you heard most. All I know is what I...
Have been told?
No. 8, 9 seconds. Oh, Herbert, you're going to be angry with yourself when you hear this, because I know you're going to know it. It's all I know is what I read in the papers. That was one of the most famous of all Will Rogers' quotes. I'm awfully sorry you didn't do it, Herbert, but because you didn't win, you're always eligible. Thanks a lot, and better luck to you next time on Beat the Clock. Thank you, Herbert. Let me see here. We're gonna tell you a few things about our time rhyme and things. Oh, before I do that, I got to tell anybody who might want to catch one of our Beat the Clock broadcasts, we'd be very happy to entertain you at one of our shows. By entertain you, I mean let you in. After that, it's sort of every man for herself, himself. Well, it works, yes. Anyway, if you'd like tickets to our show, just drop us a line to Beat the Clock, CBS Ticket Division, 485 Madison Avenue, New York, 22, New York. It says here that you will see our big clocks in action with their flashing lights and swinging pendulums. So whatever you do, do try to get here to catch, especially, if not the flashing lights, catch the swinging pendulums. They'll knock you dead. You'll really enjoy them. But anyway, I haven't seen them yet. Anyway, I will repeat now our time rhyme for you in case you missed it. If you can figure out who this is, you're good for a lot of prizes. The rhyme goes like this. In the reign of George II, I spent my younger days on earth. Much of my life, I worked full well for the country of my birth. It was deemed... Oh, no, that's another point. Well, anyway, there you have our time rhyme. And if you solve it, you can possibly win an exciting flight from San Francisco to Honolulu, Hawaii in a luxurious Pan-American World Airways Clipper for a 2-week stay at the famous Halekulani Hotel on Waikiki Beach. If you go there, a fellow by the name of Don, somebody or other, will be very happy to join you while you comb up the beaches in grass skirts. So, until next time, at the same time, this is your old clock watcher, Bill Cullen, saying thanks to each and every one of you ever so much for listening, hoping next time may be your time to beat the clock. Bye, everybody. Be with us again at the same time when Columbia will again present Beat the Clock. Transcribed and produced by Mark Goodson and Bill Cullen.
This is CBS, where you hear Lux Radio Theater every Monday, the Columbia Broadcasting System.